Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring live music recorded in Yukon communities and beyond. This program is presented by Junction Arts and Music and IMRP Sync. Today, we are thrilled to feature a musician whose talent and artistry has elevated him to a level beyond being Canada's best-kept secret. William Prince's mesmerizing vocals and deeply meaningful lyrics have enthralled audiences worldwide, leading to critical acclaim and a dedicated fan base. Since winning the Juno Awards for Contemporary Roots Album of the Year in 2017, Prince's career has soared, firmly establishing him as one of Canada's most exceptional singer-songwriters. Through his haunting voice, poetic lyrics, and unwavering authenticity, Prince has won the hearts of fans worldwide. As he continues to make waves on the international stage, there is no doubt that his star will continue its ascent. Prince, a resident of Winnipeg, formerly hailing from Pegwis First Nation in Manitoba, has a deep-rooted connection to music that stems from his childhood. Growing up amidst the lively atmosphere of his parents' DJ service, he was exposed to various artists and styles, including Paul Simon, Bruce Springsteen, Michael Jackson, and the iconic Merle Haggard. However, it was the profound impact of country legends Kris Kristofferson, Hank Snow, and notably Johnny Cash that captivated Prince's musical sensibilities. His upbringing on Pegwis First Nation and exposure to diverse artists have undoubtedly influenced his artistic trajectory, shaping him into the passionate musician he is today. His extraordinary achievements include releasing 4 albums, winning a Juno Award, winning the Western Canadian Music Award for Aboriginal Artist, playing at the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, performing alongside Serena Ryder, and sharing the stage with Willie Nelson. Yeah. So, if you have not heard of this wonderful Canadian musician, now is the perfect moment to discover the enchanting allure of William Prince's music for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, William Prince.
Staring at cars today, hoping I'd see your face. I know that's crazy to say. There's too many streets to stand here all night. I'll just let one more go by. My hands ain't on the wheel no more. What are we fighting for? Why are you out driving alone? And they say less is more some of the time. And I hate when things ain't all right. Not much I can do, just sit back and wait for the love that I let go to see that I live for the little things, all of our little things. Each and every's enough. Each and every's enough. Should I make the money to buy our own castle? I'll make sure there's a room at the top, filled with paint and a potter's wheel, overlooking a blue stem field, where you can be naked and free. Oh, quiet and cigarettes, birdcage chair, no regrets, everything that you need. And when I'm too much, like I can sometimes be, and my words just aren't hitting the mark, I won't lose my mind if you take some time to find yourself and come back to me. I know you love the little things, all of our little things. Each and every's enough. Each and every's enough. Said I live for the little things. I live for the little things, all of our little things. Each and every's enough. Each and every's enough. That was my first time here in Haines Junction. So I better speak to you a little bit here and tell you about this song. This next song I wrote about a good friend of mine who was searching for his place and was out of place for quite some time. And a bit of a late start in life. And he was trained to be a healthcare aide, and he's looking for a job in Winnipeg, and he couldn't find one, and things got pretty desperate, and he was out of smokes, and he was out of weed, and he was out of all the necessities, and he ended up joining this carnival and traveled around the inner lake of Manitoba, and I didn't think he'd last too long, because truthfully, he doesn't really care for people, and he's not very handy, you know. Like, didn't finish his birdhouse in high school handy, you know. And, so regardless, I drove him out to the site, and he ended up joining this carnival, and he stayed there for, you know, 3-4 months. He came back home, and he ended up having enough to pay his rent and pay his cell phone and get all the things that he needed, and I'm still really proud of him every time I talk about it. So this is a song called The Carny. One half of my two oldest friends took a job until the summer's end. A wonder show and a pop-up tent kicking dust in every small town. And out of work, Indian, a few hundred a week ain't that bad, my friend. Don't think he ever picked up a wrench in his whole damn life. Buzzing lights and the mosquitoes bit, thought for sure that he'd quit. Just as soon as the nighttime hit, well, he proved me wrong. 'Cause by the end of it, the tilter whirled and the zipper zipped, and he had both hands in it from sunup until they tore down. Most these folks ain't like most these folks. Keep in mind that some folks lie. And if you ever need a place to go, just look for the neon sign. Look for the neon sign. Popcorn soda and caramel apples. 3 weeks in, oh, we couldn't stand them. Sleeping on a paper-thin mattress, praying for early rain. This fight almost went in the fire. Garbage tattoo of barbed wire covers the arms of this kid named Kyle, who swears George stole his weed. Fairground littered with happy families, painted faces in cotton candy, the kind of life that would be just dandy, but then who'd run the rides? Guess that's just a carny life. 'Cause most of these folks ain't like most of these folks. Keep in mind that some folks lie. And if you ever need a place to go, just look for the neon sign. Most of these folks ain't like most of these folks. Keep in mind that some folks lie. And if you ever need a place to go, just look for the neon sign. Look for the neon sign. Look for the neon sign. Thank you. This is a song about not forcing things that aren't meant for you, and having the wisdom to know when that is. And, you know, you can't make a garden bloom. You can only tend to it. You can only hope that something happens with it. And that's what this song is about. Get so tripped up in things that ain't. Guess that's how I justify my pain. Surely I could change my tune. Be better for me, thus better for you. The gears that run this carousel have rust. Worn out from old passengers and such. Were we tall enough to take this ride? Let's look within and look outside. Now I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown old. Thick as thieves, but in the end what matters? There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is the letting go. The hardest part is the letting go. Now you can shine, baby, shine, baby, shine. Rest your lungs for a little while. Most of all, let no one choose what's better for me and better for you. I can see you didn't need my flowers. Thick as thieves, but in the end wouldn't matter. There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is the letting go. The hardest part is the letting go. And you can't unsee what your mind sees now. I'm the best at leaving till I can't turn around. And the truth's been coming for a while, I know. Can't make it bloom, gotta let it grow. Can't make it bloom, gotta let it grow. I can see you didn't need my flowers. Your bloom stayed young while I've grown old. Thick as thieves, it in the end wouldn't matter. There was plenty of silver, just not enough gold. Now the hardest part is the letting go. The hardest part is the letting go. The hardest part is the letting go. Thanks, everyone. Well, I put out this new record in April. It's called Stand in the Joy. And I love to play some songs off it. It's I think it's my favorite so far. But then again, it should be, you know. During 2020, there was a time when I was waking up really early in the morning, and I really enjoyed it. We had had a couple months of sleeping in and just, you know, making the most of our time, and we were very fortunate and blessed to be home safely, and we could listen to old Neil Young records and drink wine and just wait out the world, you know. That wasn't the case for a lot of my friends, and so I really felt it when I'd wake up in the morning and I'd turn the coffee pot on and beat my family to the day, you know, and take care of some things and go take care of myself, really. You know, I'm not the most pleasant in the morning sometimes. Takes me a little while to get started, you know. It's like you can't rev a cold machine. And so I got to get up and, you know, go be by myself and sit on my deck and look out over this beautiful yard, and, you know, before the garbage truck got there, after the last people in the night have gone to bed, and it's really nice to look around and just observe the beauty of Mother Nature, you know, living in the city. That's the trees, that's just the shrubs and the glistening dew on the grass, and while I had my coffee going and a little light sativa, and I'd just be sitting there thinking, how blessed am I? How blessed am I to have a beautiful family sleeping upstairs and be playing a beautiful guitar and all my needs are met. I can be here safe at home. And made me think that no matter the clothes I wear, no matter the house I live in, no matter the car I drive or the clothes that are on my body, it's just one day I'm going to wish for more time in this body. I'm going to wish for more time to spend with the ones I love in settings that are beautiful, unbeknownst to me. Maybe I need to appreciate these things a little more. Maybe I need to declare my joy and be here and understand that the only meaningful, true thing we need is time, and time to hopefully spread a good message, time to show love, time to forgive, not to live in resentment or doubt, and just appreciate our lives for what they are. You know, a blessing, but a blip. That scared the shit out of me. But yes, I just, you know, I operate at about a 6, and that was it. That was all my energy of 2020 right there. Thank you. Just like that. Thank you. But time, you know? In the morning, just before the sound awakes, Mother Nature walks naked in the street. And it's been some time since the sunshine rose in the same time zone, feeling like I haven't slept in weeks. Running scared, chasing memories. Brother, don't drive fast. Hard enough to see you as it is. When you do come back, maybe it'll be more like it was, and time will be the only thing we need. Time will be the only thing we need. Feel the winter coming. Do you see the clouds rolling? All of the leaves return to seeds on the ground. Swear I heard the reaper rumbling. Something in my side aching. All that will be's already done. All that will be's already done. Brother, don't drive fast. Hard enough to see you as it is. When you do come back, maybe it'll be more like it was, and time will be the only thing we need. Brother, don't drive fast. Hard enough to see you as it is. When you do come back, maybe it'll be more like it was, and time will be the only thing we need. Time will be the only thing we need. Thank you. So in that reflection, in that time, sometimes I'd go over things and I'd look at all the cases in which I went through a lot of difficult times, a lot of hard struggle. And for the most part, the reason for it, aside from my upbringing, most of the time when my heart was broken in my life, it really had to do with me and my actions, my choices. And sometimes it's easy to get bogged down and feeling bad for yourself when things are going that way, but I started to take real stock of everything. And, you know, how was I, what was I asking for? What was I meditating on? I was hoping for the wrong things. I wasn't being as grateful. I wasn't looking at things the way I do now all the time, and really didn't appreciate the challenges for what they were, opportunities. Opportunities to test my mettle, see if I really wanted this thing, to see if that love was true, to see if I cared and loved myself. And I realized that my broken heart, I was the author of that for a lot of it. And I think a lot of men my age often are, a lot of people are. And it's in this time that I'm trying to learn to soften. I'm trying to be more gentle, more patient with those around me. Because I have all the patience for the other things, you know, what kind of imprint am I going to leave behind for those that I truly love and care for? Because I won't remember all the songs, won't remember all the speeches or things I said, but people will always remember the way you made them feel. That's the thing I really like. I read that. And this song is just about accepting those mistakes and not staying bogged down in that place, but deciding I'm going to do something about it, be proactive. I'm going to take responsibility and do my best to lift my head up and make some changes. And I'm working on those changes every day and trying to be my best self. And that's all we can ever really ask for. So I wrote this little country song about it. But I just don't understand how I could find you and lose you in one lifetime. And I guess this mess is all to do with me again, as you were, as I am, time and time again. Don't go faulting the assembly how I'm dealing with this heartbreak. I'm just doing what they taught me, with a guitar and a drink. I know there's things worse than you leaving, but they seldom cross my mind. Please don't judge the way I'm dealing with this broken heart of mine. It could be so easy if I could just love you and not hurt you at the same time. But choices, selfish choices, leave me wondering where you've been, and leave you as you, as I am, time and time again.